Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Special guest this week, ladies and gentlemen, Barry White.
He's really seductive.
Yeah, well,
what were you doing to yourself?
I'd like to welcome everybody here to the deep morning.
You look like a, just the way the hair is now and the jacket, doesn't you look like an ex-jockey?
What?
Isn't there a bang of ex-jockey off you? Just with the kind of the...
Like a whippet.
Just the equine...
Maybe he's thinking of taking it up.
A bang of an ex-jockey. Jockeys never, ever change their appearance, even when they retire, do they? They're always whippets.
What happened to your voice? Tell us what happened to your voice.
Gant. They always wear Gant.
Gant.
I could never get into Gant, even when I go down. Do you want to go downstairs in Brown Thomas and see if you pick out something Christmas time? Get me happy socks. Have a look at the Gant shorts. Who the fuck wears Gant?
Anyway, look, here's your health.
Sláinte.
Cheers.
Here I...
Stretch across me there.
My voice is croaky. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here, right? So I was working there...
For a change, yeah.
I was working there late last night. And as Tommy would say, I was gigging. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy would say that he was gigging. He gigs all the time.
What were you doing?
I was gigging in the Great Southern in Killarney.
Oh, yeah.
450 of the biggest retailers in the country. Every Centra.
I heard there's new Centras coming on board
the
now.
The slug of that tea is incredible.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing having a pint and we're having tea?
I offered you pints and you wouldn't have any.
450 retailers in one
room. I have the breathalyzer thing here to test myself.
After every mouthful.
So hang on, I'm after taking three mouthfuls there.
It take a bit longer than that to get into your system.
Well, let me just see.
Only after swallowing it.
Yeah, let me see. It's like a vape. It's like a fucking
vape. A key ring.
What's it called? Cherry blossom.
Hang on now. Ready? Blow for 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3.
Four,
you can't
five.
Even breathe. I can't even breathe for 5 seconds.
I'm after.
You're over the limit.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, now I have 0.02% alcohol in my system. No, I'm good.
Tommy, why can't you not breathe for a period of 5 seconds? That's worrying.
No, I think you mean exhale.
Breathe out.
No, breathe out.
Yeah.
Breathe.
Ready? Of course I can. Ready?
What's that other thing?
Okay, do it now.
Why don't we all do it? Why don't we all breathe for 5 seconds?
The longest,
right, here we go.
Breathe in or out?
In or out?
In, and then see who can blow out the longest.
Okay.
Ready?
Breathe in first. Hang on.
Who's going to do it?
Wait, I'm not ready yet.
We're all going to blow at the same time.
Did you see
how are we going to get counted?
We're all going to count in.
See who lasts the longest.
Did you see the little Wim Hof nostrils on Tiernan over here?
Yeah,
do you remember when he went to his breathing thing before he goes on stage?
Yeah, that didn't last long.
Yeah, it lasted about a week, like most things.
Right. Here we go. It lasted.
It
didn't
did
my arse, Tommy.
Okay, ready?
Fucking phase. Fill up the phases. Okay, here we go. Just whistling, the two of you.
I'm done.
What the fuck?
No.
No, hang on a second.
No.
What was going on there?
I'm impressed.
It's blown out.
Yeah, that's because you spent years with your technique, Tommy.
Sorry, 3 minutes ago I wasn't able to fucking breathe
for 5 seconds. Yeah, but you spent months at that.
And now I'm the legend.
I don't know about the legend.
So, anyway, you were in Musgraves.
I was in Musgraves Centra, and it was the A to Z of Centra Heads, and I was on stage, and it was good
crack.
What
did you do for them?
I hosted an evening. They have a conference.
Did you crowbar somewhere into the performance that you have a travel
no, they
show?
All know. They all know, Tommy, what I do for a living. And that's why I go back every year. Tommy's the Morden, you in Vicar Street. Repeat business. I've been going down there a long, long time and have a good crack. And if I told you what I did, you wouldn't believe it.
Okay.
Well, I've seen your work. I know you're brilliant at it.
I try and make...
You're the best in your price range.
I try and do things differently. So what we did was we decided to... First of all, I gave away a load of All-Ireland final tickets, hurling. It's just in my pocket. It's lovely walking into a crowd and you have tickets for the...
Now, who would have them?
Should their sponsors?
They're the Centra, massive sponsors. And
oh, Porky Centra.
Porky Centra. No, it's not Porky Centra. It's Super Value Porky Queeve.
Did they keep Porky Queeve?
Well, they're gonna, there was what? There but was what? Joe Duffy got the whole show out of it. Yeah. How bad is it? Super Value Porky Queeve. I don't know what they're going to call it. Centra Park.
Centra Park's in Longford.
Centra Park.
Anyway, come on. So what?
I gave away tickets anyway. Oh, no, later on, the main thing was... I decided to pick four people randomly from the crowd, complete randomers, volunteers to come up on stage. So we turned the night into the Alley Pally. We had the music, the darts, we had the dartboard, we had six cameras and a 100-foot screen up there on the street. So we had fake bellies on them, oversized dart shirts. They came in with a handheld camera through the crowd and the crowd had all these paddle going, I'm supposed to be working. I shouldn't be here, all this sort of crack.
Yeah, great.
All those and back. And as they came through with their music up onto stage to play the darts, and it was just fucking very, very
and
funny.
And you were the engine that kept the whole thing going.
Yes.
That was
great crack.
How long did it take? We destroyed
at the end of it.
It wasn't too bad. Off stage at 11:30, but I know how you feel when you come off stage, like when you're after just giving it socks. But there's no better.
And then you're sitting on the end of a bed in your pants drinking porter on your own.
With your breathalyzer.
And there was a band in, from London called the Function Band, right? And there was a couple of dudes in this. There was a DJ, a couple of dudes, saxophone player, this girl who looked like Jessica Rabbit. Oh my word. She looked like the Cadbury's Caramel ad. And wow. She was the lead singer. And they go down into the crowd and they do Nelly and they do all these cool hip hop.
The elephant.
Yeah, all these cool. So it was a very good night. So anyway.
Packed your trunks and said goodbye to them, sir.
And her in a full
body. No, it's getting hot in here. And then they did a load of it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Killing me softly and all that. So anyway.
Finger me roughly.
I went up to the roof.
Finger me softly with his hands. Forgive me. Anyway, what?
I was on a hen this weekend and the main theme of the whole hen was a lot of talk about fingering, actually.
Oh, well, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Jesus.
One girl has signed up to this trial and they specifically told her she wasn't allowed to be fingered for 2 weeks. I said there's absolutely no way a medical person said you couldn't get fingered. She said, I can't have sex, I can't have sex toys, or I can't be fingered. I was like, couldn't they put their toes in there?
What is she signing up for?
She's signing up for some some disgusting medical trial about some sort of vagina fucking thing. It was disgusting. What? It's really disgusting. And she told us.
Does she have an issue?
No.
Or is it like reproductive?
No, it's not reproductive. It's more, it's
health?
It's kind of like a version of thrush, but not thrush.
Why did you have to? Just when we're having a bit of crack.
No, it gets interesting now. This is good.
Here we go. Dr. Quinn, medicine woman over here. It's all ears.
And so,
yes,
and
thrush.
So
it's an awful affliction.
It's really, I'm not getting into the ins and outs of it. That was even disgusting. But there's a lot of testing. Let's say.
Oh yeah.
And one of the things were when
Candida, is that thrush?
Yeah, Candida would be the fungus that grows in thrush.
So what they're going to do, if she has this particular ailment, which they're testing her for,
just interrupt one more time. That would be a great name for Ireland's entrance into the Eurovision next year.
Candida.
Candida.
Candida Hederman. And now from Ireland, Candida.
As she comes out, she's sponsored by Florex. Do the tonic drink.
Ireland, deux points. Candida.
So if she has this particular ailment, which women may have and it goes undiagnosed, she will get a transplant of someone's healthy
bacteria or something.
Dishes, yeah, wow. Bacteria. They will insert it in, and then she can't be fingered.
And is she suffering from thrush all the time?
No, she doesn't have thrush. This isn't thrush. It's a different. Affliction. It's a different affliction.
I escaped.
At least you're having a
point. Exited stage left, and there's a few people. Hector, can I get a photo? I got a photo here 2 years ago. Can I get it? So, and I exit stage left, and I love escaping. I love nothing better than leaving a functioning, disappearing up. So I went up to the room, and then I made a quick decision. And I think you'd be proud of this decision. I said, I am not going to fucking stay here and get up at 6 a.m. So what I did was I packed the bags.
Oh.
And I drove through the night.
Good man. And the adrenaline got you as far as Limerick. And then it got hard.
I got out and there was a bit of frost on the car in the car park at about 11:45 last night in Killarney. In Killarney, bye. And then I said, right, it's still 0 degrees. Take my time. So out we go and away we went on the road. I rang Clive, who was just getting into bed at about 20 to 12, 11:45. I said, Clive, are you in the Labba? And
wearing?
He goes, hiya, Hector. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm just watching a bit of Sky Sports on the mobile. I says, lovely, Clive, 20 to 12. Will you stay with me now for the next 2 hours and 57 minutes as I go to Galway? He goes, what? I said, I'm driving to Galway. I need somebody to talk to. So Clive got me to about far side of Farron 4, maybe a little bit more, and he was getting tired.
What were you talking about?
Just everything.
The neighbours and football and
golf and Tiger Woods and everything. And then I went, I better leave you now. You're no more use to me.
And why could you not, with the adrenaline...
I like talking.
Would the adrenaline of the gig not have...
It's quieting me.
Would it not be like, I often get into the car after the gig and I'd be singing for an hour. I put on stuff on the radio. I'd sing.
I had that option. I just felt like somebody being with me on the road because there was nobody on the roads last night. Yeah. They're sweeping bends and it's course, big and it's
happy. But it was the right time to leave.
Newcastle and up over Knockdagoshel and down you go. And so then I rang.
No coffee or
no. I had a banana.
Fucking hell.
And I had water.
Andy Murray here.
And I had a Kit Kat.
I'm sure Musgraves gave it to you.
I had a Kit Kat and I had a lovely little Musgraves bag in the back.
A little goodie bag.
And I was able to, there was a goodie bag at the end of the bed. I put my hand in the bag and there was about 6 little bags of Happy Pear stuff because the Happy Pear involved in them. And I was eating that. And then I said, I'll ring another man who I know is a nocturnal animal. And if I told you this story, I've never met this man in my life.
Mm.
I don't know what he looks like. And I only speak to him on the phone. And I only befriended him through the horse racing.
Was it the Nagmaster?
Not the Nagmaster. It's another Nagmaster. But I've never met this man and I've been speaking to him on the phone for 4 years. He's a young lad. He's nearly 30 years of age. And he's the greatest encyclopedia on horse racing that I know.
Okay.
And he's a nocturnal animal. But his range and knowledge of horse racing is outstanding. And with the Dublin Racing Festival coming up next weekend and Cheltenham on the horizon, I rang my mate.
At what time?
11:45, and I finished with him just past Gort. He got me, we did about 1:40.
And what was he doing up at that hour?
He just lies there studying horses. Studying.
Is he a gambler?
He's a tipster. He's a small type. No, he doesn't gamble that much. He gives his information free out on the internet.
And how does he earn a living?
He doesn't earn a living. He's a farmer. He's a slurry contractor. He's a young lad who contracts in a farm in the south of the country. And he's known as Irish National Hunt Tips. And I befriended him about 4 years ago on Twitter because I said, your tips are outstanding. He's brilliant for Cheltenham for big prices. And I've never met this guy before. We got friendly on the phone and I rang him again. And there he was. And I said, I'm on the road. Will you stay with me for a while? And he said, well, I'll tell you now. I said, how was racing today? Well, I'll tell you now, if you look at the 2 mile more forfeit maiden, I didn't think that horse, he just goes into it. And his knowledge of everything, the way he looks at racing. So we spoke for nearly 1.5 hours.
How come he
night.
Doesn't gamble?
He gambles. He's a small time gambler because he doesn't have the money to gamble.
Right.
He works as a...
That's always a good sign for a tipster.
Of course he'd have a punt,
he's
Tommy.
He's making a fortune of it.
There's levels of gambling. There's big punters. There's big punters who like gambling. There's middle punters. And then there's the smaller punters. This lad likes... He's 5,000 or 6,000 followers on Twitter.
Okay.
He's a small Irish National Hunt Tips. He's from the south of the country and his knowledge is unbelievable.
And you were talking... horses and tracks.
And we've been and just wow. Cheltenham and what he thinks and Willie Mullins and this, and it's just I just let him talk. So he brought me the whole way through.
Was he just sitting at home?
He was lying at home, yeah, in his bedroom. He's got the TV on and he has his mobile open and the computer open and he's doing up his tips for the next day and the next day. But he's looking at the Dublin Racing Festival. He's always looking for value at Cheltenham. He's a very shrewd statistician and form. And
wow.
And he got me all the way. And then about when I got to Ardrahan, he went, I better go to sleep here now. And he's a lovely lilt of a Cork accent. He's from back in the mountains in Kanturk. And I've never met this guy. Never met him in my life. But I speak to him religiously a couple of times a week for the last 4 years.
That's incredible.
And he's...
Would you know him if you saw him?
I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he looks like, which is the beautiful thing. And he's there. We'll have to meet at the racecourse someday. He speaks like he's 65 years of age. Yeah. He's a young
man. Did you ever think of doing Liveline?
The unbiblical chorus.
Did you?
You should, like, Joe, my
own version
fill in.
Of Liveline.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Joe's all for, you know, trauma and...
How bad was it? I'd be positivity.
Yeah.
Joe, I am so happy. Joe, I went into the library the other day in Longford and there were so many people from all over the world. I'm just so happy that they're there, Joe.
What a great...
And his name is on... If you want to follow him, he's a genius, Irish National Hunt Tips. He started organically with 10 followers. Now he's hit 5,000. He's a very, very good guy. Nobody pays for his tips. Nobody does anything. And when I spotted him a couple of years ago, he'd done a blog for Cheltenham of 60 pages and he puts it up for free and he goes, race number one, Supreme National... Supreme Novices Hurdle, and he'd have a 10-page dossier, like a CIA dossier on each of the horses. He's a very talented tipster. Yeah, so that he got me all the way up.
Oh, that was good.
So there we go.
What I was going to do is, you know, I have a UK tour in April.
Right.
And I was going to go through the places that I'm playing in.
Yes.
And tell me what you think of them and what you know about them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first place I'm playing is Cardiff.
Don't know anything about it.
No, really?
Know it pretty good, yeah.
Do you?
One of my best mates is living there, Phil. He runs...
Oh, Phil Tickets.
Phil Tickets, Phil Live Nation. He runs the Cardiff International Arena. He's from Kildare and he's living in Newport, just outside the city.
Yeah.
Great city.
Do you think so? I always found it was something kind of... I've never got Wales.
No, me neither.
Do you know what I mean? I know that there's
something dark and underlying in Wales that's...
Really? Is that your vibe?
110%. I'll tell you.
Like a trauma.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it later, but not on the podcast.
Oh, can you give us a hint?
No.
How bad is it?
How do you mean?
A dark.
I can't tell you.
That sounds like...
Why bring it up then?
It's like I'll a Netflix drama.
I'll tell you later,
drama.
Just remind me.
There's a dark underlying
there's
thing
something
in the
not
valley.
Right with... There's something just amiss with Wales. There's really odd things happen there.
Do you mean like the way you would drive past the psychiatric hospital in Ballinasloe and just get an uneasy feeling? You're talking about... The whole country is like that.
Yeah, I think so. But it's not somewhere I would want to or I would frequent very often.
And did something happen there?
Well, move on. Where's the next place?
What the fuck are
what? You like?
This sounds like a bloody BBC One drama.
No, it doesn't. You're
did
making
something
it dramatic.
Happen in the valleys?
No, you're making it dramatic. What's the next
one? No,
village?
Hang on. Did it happen to you or
no,
to someone you know?
I can't talk about it. Go on. I'm not prepared.
Well, I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Yeah, well, you're fine. Go on, the next one.
The first time I ever got to Wales was when we went over in the Red Mirror Fiori and we were going to London and all of us in the back of it, Mickey and Trina in the front, and we got the ferry over from Rosslare to Fishguard.
Oh, yeah.
And that was my first time in Wales.
From Navan to Rosslare?
Yes.
Yeah,
what the fuck is wrong with Dunleary?
Navan to Rosslare, Tommy.
Did it go to Belfast?
Why would we be going to Holyhead? We're going down to Rosslare to Fishpoint. Fishguard, it was called. Fishguard.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with
you? You take that up with my father. He was in charge. What do you think I was going to do in the back of the car to get a slap?
He said, Dad, this makes no sense.
Dad, why are we going via Holyhead? Shut up, you fool. Get it. So we.
A much shorter drive.
I always remember Llandudno. Llandudno.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't know Wales that well, but I know Cardiff.
I have a friend in Llandudno. Llandudno. And there's loads of L's in it. Yeah, Wales. Yeah, she lives
what
there.
What happened to you and why is Wales? What happened to you in Wales?
Nothing. Go on.
Sounds.
My feeling about Wales has always been that it's. You know they have a great sense of pride because you hear them singing at the rugby.
Yes.
And you know that there's a kind of a passionate nation there somewhere. But to me, the places I've been in Wales, I've never felt that. It always feels like a kind of shit England.
And
England is shit.
I was going to say, like, Jesus, do you know what I mean? Always,
yeah. Whereas you come to Dublin and there's no doubting you're in Ireland. And it's no doubting that it's somewhere different. And it's not any other, it's not a city in the UK. It has its own national flavour.
Mm.
But the places I've been in Wales, I don't get that. I don't get
Swansea.
I don't get that sense of fucking we are different. You get it in Scotland.
Yeah, you definitely get it in Scotland.
You get it in the north.
Yeah.
But you don't fucking get it in Wales.
Yeah, but I fly.
Why is that? There's,
I don't know. I've been over there in a stag.
Who's the fucking the left-footed player from Wales? Not Bale, the other lad.
Giggsy.
No.
Giggsy.
Aaron
Ramsey scored that volley for the Italian team a couple of years ago.
Look, it's all a bit fucking Ramsey. It's kind of clean cut and
like
fucking wannabe.
There is nothing better than a full house in the stadium in Cardiff, and they're all singing. They are passionate.
They're fantastic.
It would bring you to tears.
Yes, it would.
Yes. The language is on a bit of a buzz over there as well.
Totally.
S4, whatever the Welsh channel is. Yes. I was on the Welsh Question of Sport once, which are one, the blondie one who does all the BBC Grandstand, the good-looking girl.
Sue Barker.
No.
Gabby Yorath.
Oh, Gary Lineker, BBC Personality of the Year, about 15 years ago, myself and Pauline McLean were invited over to do a question of sport.
In Wales.
In Wales. And we were the foreign-speaking guests. Isn't that interesting?
Foreign-speaking guests. Did you speak in Irish?
We spoke in English, and then I was allowed to speak a bit of Irish, and they translated. But Pauline McLean was with me, and Gabby Yorath. And it was good crack. And one of the guys that's on the one show or one of those things now, it was all right. I don't know why we did it.
Never asked back.
I don't think the show lasted too long. But
so that's where the tour starts.
Right, Cardiff. So move on.
Cardiff. And then the following night, I'm in Bath.
There you go.
Now, Bath is a fine place, isn't it?
That's because the Romans were in it. You're saying it's a fine place because of the architecture, because we think we know Cambridge and Oxford and Bath.
Bath is nice. There's
plenty of dosh in Bath. Bath is the Dorky of that area.
Do you fly to Bath to go to rugby in Bristol or something?
Oh, you fly to Bristol to go to Bath.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bristol Airport.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My memory of Bath is just the big kind of aqueducty thing as you're coming in on the train.
Yes.
And it's a spa town.
Yes.
Which we used to call Kells. Yes. It's a spa town.
We had loads of spa towns in Ireland. We have five or six. Listerinvarne is a spa town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have them, but we don't encourage more spa towns. We've lost that.
Okay. Yes.
No harm.
And then dig this then for a trip. Then the following night, I'm in Glasgow.
Ooh.
Well, that's awful spread out, isn't it?
That's touring, baby.
That's like hours away from Bath.
Passengers for the 575 to Glasgow alighting the platform.
Morning
connecting train.
He'll be on the train.
Or I might have a tour bus.
No, you won't, Tommy.
Might have a tour bus. Will I get a tour bus?
Well, he'll
with
be,
lights
he'll
on
be
his
sick
own
of it.
In the back and a driver called Fred.
It'd take about 2 days to get from Bath to.
Really?
Glasgow.
Back to Glasgow is about 5 hours, Tommy.
Yeah, no More. Problem. And then I'm in Edinburgh, which is fine. Southend.
Southend-on-Sea.
Where the fuck is
Southend? It's like a Brighton down by the coast in the middle, right along
that's
the south
where
coast.
Remember I found the massive dildo?
Is that where you found it?
Yeah, remember.
Staying in the same room.
We were on doing the podcast and you had a big black dildo.
It wasn't black, it was creamy coloured.
Creamy mammal.
So colossal,
cream. A creamy.
What did you do with it?
That is.
Now, no more than you and the trauma of that.
No,
Wales,
what did you do with
none
it?
None of your business.
He confiscated
you.
There's a sweet spot
thing
between the scrotum and the anus called the perineum that a little buzz just sets you rightly.
Tricky enough there, because if you left it behind you and the cleaners hadn't found it when they would have then thought that it was Tommy Tiernan's dildo.
I gave it to the cleaners. The cleaners were outside the room as I was checking out. Now, for those of you who don't remember, I found this. It was like a foot long. It's like a Subway dildo. It was thick and tumescent.
Yes.
And it had about three different speeds. And
it was
under the bed or was it in the
drawer? No, it was in the wardrobe.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. And so there was three or four women who were doing. Now, the thing about these women was they weren't, a lot of the time in Ireland, be women from other countries.
Yes.
But these were three or four Southend girls in their early 20s. And here I am in me early 50s coming out of a room. And I didn't want them to think it was me.
Yeah, but sure, them in the
so they wouldn't know me anyway. So I said, I'm after finding a dildo.
You do look like a lad that would have a dildo in the room. The head of you. You fucking. What do you think? The boots. He had told Tammy he had those little
What are they
boots
you're
on.
Wearing?
What? These are my Triumph motorcycle boots. Aren't they nice?
Fucking boots.
They were made for motorcycle walk remnants, were they?
Walk-in wardrobe here. What? Walk-in boot wardrobe.
Aren't they nice, though?
Not really.
They are, yeah.
They are, these are Delamitri.
They look like shoes that have an extra piece status of quo, leather that. On top.
Status quo. Whatever you want. No.
So you said to the cleaner.
So I said to the, ladies, I'm out finding a dildo in the room. Thinking that they'd be embarrassed, but just the way English
people don't get embarrassed English by women that sort are of stuff.
Just like if you, they lit up.
So what was their accent like in Southend?
I think it was kind of like I said, excuse me, I might find a big dildo in the room, and the prettiest one said, "Oh, happy Monday! Give us a look at it." So I gave it to her. Then anyway. So anyway, that's Southend. Right, and then
so
I'm in.
So they definitely knew it was yours. Then I found it.
Northampton.
Northampton,
another rugby town.
rugby town, doing very well in the Premier, in the Gallagher Premier League.
Yeah, a couple of nights in Brighton, grand.
Yeah, nice.
Brighton's grand. The big Taj Mahal.
Yeah, yeah.
Little windy streets.
Brighton is nice. Buzzing. Brighton is a mixture of Galway meets San Francisco meets mods meets hippies meets little side streets. Brighton's good.
And isn't Brighton the gay capital of?
Brighton is the Salou. Where's the place in Spain? Salou.
We just let the fucking dildo thing go.
Yeah, well, you maybe bring it with you the next time.
Okay, the night after Brighton, I'm in Newcastle.
Oh, man, my cousins are all up there.
Tommy, I'll ask you a favour there.
Newcastle's
because Alex Murphy, the young lad, was over in the house other night.
What?
He was out playing pool, yeah.
What?
He came out.
Tell us about that.
So Alex Murphy, young lad from Corandulla, from Corb Celtic. Corb Shamrocks has signed for... And he's made his debut.
He's on the subs bench.
He's on the bench. Yeah. Champions League, everything. So he was in the house the other night. He was over for a few days. He's in great form. And the boys are going over to him. And everyone's buying Newcastle jerseys around the area.
Oh,
but
class.
Just to hear the boys out having a bit of crack. And it was funny because years ago when I did the hang with Hector, Every episode. Alan Shearer gave me the boots. You've seen my boots, the Shearer boots. They're on the wall in the
thing.
You do, Tommy, when you used to come out and play pool. Shearer gave me his boots for the hang with Hector. And then we were slagging Alex, going, Alex, would you at some stage give us a pair of boots?
Yeah, so we could.
And it was great crack.
What was he like? Was he...
He's cool as a breeze. He's living with young Rob Heffernan's son, who signed from Inter Milan. And the two boys have got an apartment now. Going really well. Alex is on the subs bench every Premiership game now. FA Cup, Champions League on the bench. Made his debut against Chelsea, but he's in the house.
Was he talking about how tough it was? Or
he's loving
it. Is he ultra professional?
He's absolutely loving it. He just can't wait for his chance.
Is he serious, fella now?
They won't let him out on loan at the moment. Eddie loves him that much that he's not going on loan.
Cool.
He's with the first.
Is he a tall boy?
Tall, 6'2", relaxed, cool, cultured. He's just waiting his chance.
He's strong.
Trippier is about to go to Bayern Munich.
Okay.
Which will free up the backs. So he's just waiting for his chance. He's frustrated that he's not getting more time. Imagine being frustrated at 19 years of age and you're a full-time pro with Newcastle from the west of Ireland. Incredible.
Was he that much better than everybody else when
Absolutely.
He was a kid?
Absolutely.
When he was a kid, he
just
stood out.
Just made space, chest it down, left foot, ping, fought. Does it? Ah, it's just... But there he was. There he was out the back with all his... And Rena's coming in and goes, Alex is out the back. I said, Alex, Alex Murphy, he's back for a few days. So I just went, Alex, what story? Hector, all right? It's like there's... And they're after booking a holiday to Portugal and... All the boys are going and Alex is going and he's a Premier League footballer with the boys. So anyway, you go.
Beautiful.
I'm going to say to him, with young Cathal Heffernan, there's a couple of Irish lads there.
Yeah.
Let's get them in to see you in Newcastle. On the guest list. Excuse me?
Tommy's reaction.
Excuse me?
Tommy thought you were going to get him to go and see Newcastle play.
Look. Tommy? Tommy? What sort of a club are you playing? How many seats?
It's only a 5-seater. It's a bus.
No, I'm playing the where am I playing? The Tyne Theatre and Opera House.
Okay, Tommy, we'll get
totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Meet a few of the lads after.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They'd love to meet you.
Then I'm down to Manchester.
Oh,
cool.
For fuck's sake.
The Opera House in Manchester.
Oh, for God's sake. Tommy, these venues...
Manchester's always good.
These venues are getting a little bit bigger as we go along, are they?
They're bigger than what we've been played 5 or 6 years
ago.
And
many will be in the Opera House.
I'll tell you now. Not that many.
Couple of hundred?
Manchester
will be full of Irish.
Maybe 1,000 or something, 1,200.
Excellent.
The night after the Opera House. The Liverpool. Night after the Opera House. No. It's Luke Littla. It's the Ali Pally.
Yes. Luke Littla. Out of the frying pan into the fire.
So two nights then in the Ali Pally. That'll
class,
be good.
I cannot believe that they just, as you say, they turn it into different sizes.
No, see, there's...
different rooms.
So the story about the Ali Pally was very smart. So it was built like, it was built to be the people's palace. So it was kind of like the royal family had their place and they wanted to build something for the public, right? This is my awareness of it now. So they built this, it's on the outskirts of North London. Like it's a good, it's a, away from the city. Like it's not in the centre of things. It's a bit of a slight pain in the hole to get to. So it's beautiful and massive and it's like it's a colossal with loads of different types of rooms in it. And during the Second World War, the government of England gathered all the Germans in London and held them prisoner in the Ali Pally because they knew then that the Germans wouldn't bomb it.
Yeah, smart.
Well, wasn't that smart? And there were already enough Germans in Buckingham Palace anyway. Yeah. So,
no.
Wasn't that smart?
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yes.
So where I'll be playing now is where the darts and the snooker are on is I think there's a ice hockey rink there. Mm-hmm. I think that's where they have the massive things. So I'll be playing in a room to the side of that, about 900, seats by 900.
Cool.
But it's beautiful.
Supposed to be really beautiful. Cool. It's up on a hill, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You can see it from a distance. You walk up these massive steps.
Yeah.
Wow, Tommy, that's incredible.
It's gorgeous.
So the Ali Pally for two nights.
The Ali Pally. And Luke Littla and the boys.
And then St Albans.
Mm-hmm. Don't know much about it.
Bit posher. Yeah.
What happens in St Albans? People live there.
There's a lot of swinging in there as well. A lot of swingers around there, Tommy.
Why do you know this?
I've watched some documentaries.
Were you fingered in Wales? Is that what you're trying to crowbar?
You will have a great time.
How do you know the swingers in St Albans?
Because I've watched documentaries about swinging clubs.
In St Albans is where it happens.
St Albans.
There's a beautiful park there.
Yeah, yeah, well, there you go.
Not okay.
Swings in the park.
Then one of our favourite snooker venues.
Oh, you're going to the Crucible?
No, the Hexagon in Reading.
The Hexagon in Reading.
We used to watch snooker tournaments from there, didn't we?
The Hexagon.
Really? Do they still do that?
Sounds like, yeah, any place that's called Hexagons, Crucibles, Octagons.
Then I'm in Cheltenham.
Oh, now go on.
Now, when is the horse racing on?
That's in March.
March.
Oh, I'm just after that.
What is?
Cheltenham.
The 21st I'm in Cheltenham.
Then Cheltenham. Good town.
Almost posh.
Posh. Old English wet. Range Rovers.
Yes.
Wax jackets.
Not a fierce amount of crack.
No, and a load of DB9s and Aston Martins and loads of big
and
houses.
Savills estate agents.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
And loads of massive Georgian houses.
Yeah, fuck off. Yeah, I'll cancel it. I'm going to fucking cancel that.
Come on.
Here's a bunch of cunts.
And then you walk down the main street and it's just Boots Chemists and pawn shops.
And W.H. Smith. Fuck off, Cheltenham, bastards. And then Exeter, horses.
Rugby team, Exeter Giants.
Oh, really? Is it the horses there?
Exeter Racecourse. Yeah.
And Exeter is at the edge of Dartmoor.
I thought you were going to say the edge of Dartmoor.
Dartmoor is England's Connemara.
All right.
Dartmoor is this expanse of wild, untamable countryside.
You're going to get time out there.
It's the edge of the kingdom. Exeter is the edge
yes.
of this other kingdom. When we think of England, we think of
it's a lot of it is kind of shit and born. But parts of it are independent. Cornwall is half independent.
Yeah.
You know, and Exeter is the frontier town to this huge fucking peninsula of mad cider, hippie,
bogs,
storytelling.
Cool. Fucking,
yes. The weird, beautiful
the
English.
The last kingdom.
The weird, beautiful English who would have never invaded anywhere if it was up to them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, just yeah. fucking beautiful. Then Birmingham.
Lovely.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Don't know. Bristol,
Liverpool, Leeds, London. That's the tour.
Jesus, Tom.
So back to London to finish.
Back to London to the Hammersmith Apollo, which I did last year or the year before. And it's almost too big a room. It's almost too big. It felt like there was... there's about 3,000 or 4,000 at the show, and it felt like there was 4 or 5 different audiences.
Mm.
And it was hard to get them all focused singing. At the same time. Do you know what I mean? You'd be doing something and you'd notice that there's a little bit of a kerfuffle over on my extreme right. And then you'd throw your attention over there and you'd kind of get them back. And then you'd notice way up in the things, oh, it's a bit of a kind of, it's a tough room to play.
Okay.
Now, the weird thing about it is that a lot of comics play there, and it's where they filmed that Live at the Apollo. Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it when you're watching it on the telly, it looks like a fine room for stand-up. But I just found it a little bit, it's so fucking vast.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's almost...
Yeah, yeah.
Which the Hammersmith? What is it? Odeon? Hammersmith? What?
Apollo.
Apollo. Yeah, yeah.
So is that so? That's the classic rock gig venue as well. Is that the venue?
Yeah, it would yeah. be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a Gaiety but bigger.
About 4,000. Yes. 3,000 or 4,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Ah, that's exciting.
So that's the tour. Yeah. So let's try and come up with a name for this episode. Ourselves right here, right now.
Okay.
But you've already come up with one.
I've come up with one, but I don't think it's any good.
Go on then.
So,
are you ready?
Mm.
Clegg and Markle.
Yeah, no? That is good.
Clegg and Markle.
Yeah.
Meghan
Markle. Angela Merkel. Clegg and Markle.
No.
Angela Merkel.
Clegg and Markle. That's not as good as.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to mix it in there. What about this?
Think of a famous person, then try and get it.
No, we had Dawn French Park. I
that was the worst name ever.
I picked that.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
No, could I ask, why does he always get to pick the name?
Because I'm better at the names than you are. You're sound, and I'm good at names.
There's fucking... I
come up with Bruff Shields, and Trim Kardashian, and Ennis Rodman. I come up with them.
You did.
Kanye
or did
Westport
somebody come
was
up with them?
One.
Kanye?
Kanye Westport.
Have we used that yet?
I think we have.
Have we?
I don't think so.
So
let's go with that
so,
one.
So, but
Kanye Westport.
Kanye Westport. I think we've used it, but there's listeners out there, sound listeners, who are sending in hundreds of fucking.
I haven't read any of them.
That's a fucking. Well,
yeah,
them
right.
On my
you're
phone.
Probably reading them and then pretending you didn't read them and then using them.
I'm not that sly.
Okay, let's pick it. What is it, Megan?
I think the other one you said is good.
Kanye Westport.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit shit, but it's.
It'll do for now.
See.
You can't let it go.
And the final question is.
How about this? Do you like this one? It might be too old school.
Jamie Lee Curtis Town.
No!
How about such a place?
How about this one? Right, ready? You ready for this one?
John Waterstown.
No, that's all thought shit, Hector. You ready? Yall Brynner.
That's good.
Yall Brynner. My final
question. Yall Brynner.
That's
and,
good.
And okay. Let's leave it on this. What in the name of God happened to you in Wales?
Okay.
To
see
be
can I just say now, okay, I've had 3/4 of a pint. Let me see if I'm fit for driving.
Did you actually buy this in a reputable shop or?
We bought it in the pound shop there.
Okay, so it's ready, ready?
It looks like those little key rings you used to have years ago that used to make noise.
No, nobody knows how much you can have before you drive.
You can't have anything.
Anything.
Really?
But 3/4 of a pint.
Yeah, but it depends when you drive. You'll have a sandwich now. They'll tune a sandwich.
That doesn't make any difference. You need an hour for every
inning.
No, slurring his words.
I'm going to have this one and then maybe one more and then all I have to do is get the kids from school.
Skip it about.
One.
Two. Three.
Okay. I'm good to go. I'm still good for driving.
What's it say? 0.01.
No, I'm just, it says good. Yeah, I'm good to drive.
It says good.
Yeah.
Well, it comes up with the words good.
Ready, it goes ready.
Ready
and
to
is there any other
ready
lights?
To drive. Ready
and what happened when a different light comes on? What colour is it?
The one above it is when if you're zero is 0.02%. And the light above that then is 0.05%.
And which one can you not drive on?
I imagine you probably can't drive. You definitely can't drive on 0.5.
Right.
But you probably can't. Can you drive on 0.02?
I don't know.
I'll try it again.
We're not endorsing any of this crack.
The breathing into it is killing me.
According to this, I could drive an ambulance.
He could
drive a bus with full of people.
All right, thanks for listening. Good luck.
Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.